The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 64, The Power of Song, A Means of Education. The history of the songs of the Bible is full of suggestion as to the uses and benefits of music and song. Music is often perverted to serve purposes of evil, and it thus becomes one of the most alluring agencies of temptation. But rightly employed, it is a precious gift of God, designed to uplift the thoughts to high and noble themes, to inspire and elevate the soul. As the children of Israel, journeying through the wilderness, cheered their way by the music of sacred song, so God bids His children today gladden their pilgrim life. There are few means more effective for fixing His words in the memory than repeating them in song. And such song has wonderful power. It has power to subdue rude and uncultivated natures, power to quicken thought and to awaken sympathy, to promote harmony of action, and to banish the gloom and foreboding that destroy courage and weaken effort. It is one of the most effective means of impressing the heart with spiritual truth. How often to the soul, hard-pressed and ready to despair, memory recalls some word of God's, the long-forgotten burden of a childhood song, and temptations lose their power. Life takes on new meaning and new purpose, and courage and gladness are imparted to other souls. The value of song as a means of education should never be lost sight of. Let there be singing in the home of songs that are sweet and pure, and there will be fewer words of censure and more of cheerfulness and hope and joy. Let there be singing in the school, and the pupils will be drawn closer to God, to their teachers, and to one another. As a part of religious service, singing is as much an act of worship as is prayer. Indeed, many a song is prayer. If the child is taught to realize this, he will think more of the meaning of the words he sings and will be more susceptible to their power. Talent of Singing. One night I seemed to be in a council meeting where these matters, the place to give messages of warning and instruction, were being talked over. And a very grave, dignified man said, "You are praying for the Lord to raise up men and women of talent to give themselves to the work. You have talent in your midst, which needs to be recognized." Several wise propositions were made, and then words were spoken in substance as I write them. He said, "I call your attention to the singing talent which should be cultivated, for the human voice in singing is one of God's entrusted talents to be employed to His glory. The enemy of righteousness makes a great account of this talent in his service. And that which is the gift of God, to be a blessing to souls, is perverted, misapplied, and serves the purpose of Satan. This talent of voice is a blessing if consecrated to the Lord to serve His cause. Blank has talent, but it is not appreciated. Her position should be considered, and her talent will attract the people, and they will hear the message of truth. A living connection with God. There must be a living connection with God in prayer, a living connection with God in songs of praise and thanksgiving. Education of the tongue. If you sit in heavenly places with Christ, you cannot refrain from praising God. Begin to educate your tongues to praise Him, and train your hearts to make melody to God. And when the evil one begins to settle his gloom about you, sing praise to God. Aid in the resisting of temptation. Let praise and thanksgiving be expressed in song. When tempted, instead of giving utterance to our feelings, let us by faith lift up a song of thanksgiving to God. Song is a weapon that we can always use against discouragement. As we thus open the heart to the sunlight of the Savior's presence, we shall have health and His blessing. Means of victory over the enemy. I saw we must be daily rising and keep the ascendancy above the powers of darkness. Our God is mighty. I saw singing to the glory of God often drove off the enemy, and praising God would beat him back and give us the victory. Effects of Holy Song. Great have been the blessings received by men in response to songs of praise. How often in spiritual experience is this history repeated? How often by words of holy song are unsealed in the soul the springs of penitence and faith, of hope and love and joy? Way of making work pleasant. Make your work pleasant with songs of praise. Song in the home. Evening and morning, join with your children in God's worship, reading His word and singing His praise. Teach them to repeat God's law. Concerning the commandments, the Israelites were instructed, "Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Accordingly, Moses directed the Israelites to set the words of the law to music. If it was essential for Moses to embody the commandments in sacred song, so that as they marched in the wilderness, the children could learn to sing the law verse by verse, how essential it is at this time to teach our children God's word. Let us come up to the help of the Lord, instructing our children to keep the commandments to the letter. Let us do everything in our power to make music in our homes, that God may come in. Family union and song. Happy the father and mother who can teach their children God's written word with illustrations from the open pages of the book of nature, who can gather under the green trees in the fresh, pure air to study the word and to sing the praise of the Father above. By such associations, parents may bind their children to their hearts, and thus to God by ties that can never be broken. Songs by children. Let the services be brief and full of life, adapted to the occasion, and varied from time to time. Let all join in the Bible reading, and learn and often repeat God's law. It will add to the interest of the children if they are sometimes permitted to select the reading. Question them upon it, and let them ask questions. Mention anything that will serve to illustrate its meaning. When the service is not thus made too lengthy, let the little ones take part in prayer, and let them join in song, if it be but a single verse.